Hello, and welcome to the James Market Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Neil Kraft, and today on episode 12, I'm joined by a familiar guest, Dr. Fall Anina. Fall, how are you today?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you, Neil. Excited to be here.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, you know, just in advance for your time. We really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about diversification, why it's so important, discuss some techniques potentially for our listeners in their own portfolio. But to get started, Fall, I think a lot of people are familiar with the old adage, don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Can you begin with your simple interpretation of what it means to be diversified? And I'm sure our conversation will evolve from there.
Sure, Neil. Ultimately, investors diversify their portfolio to help reduce risk and minimize the bumps in their investment journey. Diversification is the act of spreading your investment across a range of assets to help reduce your risk. A diversified portfolio helps lower volatility since no one asset will have a sizable impact on your overall result. Neil, a diversified portfolio is basically a collection of different investments that combine to reduce the investor overall risk profile. Diversification includes owning investment from different asset classes such as stocks, bonds, commodity, and real estate. It also includes owning stock from several different sectors, industry, country, and risk profile. All these various assets work together to help reduce an investor risk of loss of capital and reduce the portfolio overall volatility. In exchange, the return from a diversified portfolio tend to be lower than what you might earn if you were lucky and picked a single successful stock.
Right, right. Well, thank you for those initial insights, Fall. What can you share with our listeners as it pertains to portfolio theory in general, how it's evolved into modern portfolio theory, and how that relates to kind of a properly diversified portfolio?
Well, Neil, the primary notion of portfolio theory is that by combining different assets, one can achieve better results than by simply investing money into a single asset. One of the earliest recommendations in financial literature about asset allocation was written in the 4th century. Basically, it said, put a third in land, a third in merchandise, and a third in cash. Also, the idea of diversification has been around the 4th century. It is during the 1950s with Markowitz's modern portfolio theory that it became a central part of an efficient portfolio construction. In fact, before the emergence of modern portfolio theory, investors used to construct their portfolio without considering the degree of correlation between return on different investment assets. It was Markowitz who first demonstrated the importance of the correlation between the return of individual security in a portfolio. Neil, a lower correlation coefficient value implies greater benefit from diversification. The founder of this modern portfolio theory favors efficient diversification instead of simple diversification. He recommends investing in low correlated security.
Sure, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Fall, let's back up for a minute, and I'm going to ask you if you could share a few thoughts on how our listeners could begin building a diversified investment portfolio if that's the position that they find themselves in.
Of course. Well, creating an investment policy statement for yourself is a great place to start. Once the investment policy statement should include return objective, ability, and willingness to take risk, one's time horizon, his or her tax situation, liquidity needs, and any other pertinent information. This is really the starting point. You must have an investment policy statement. Once an investment policy statement is created and implemented, pursuing a diversified portfolio should include investing across several asset classes, as I said earlier, equity, fixed income, cash, real estate, and commodity. Further diversification with asset class is necessary. Let's take, for example, the equity. You include buying 30 to 40 different stock across several sectors, multiple industry, and different capitalization. Rebalancing the portfolio is also an important step along the way to monitor the alignment to the original investment policy statement. Lastly, there is the important concept of correlation. As you know, correlation is the degree which your investment move in tandem with one another. If all your investment tend to go up or down together, then your portfolio is not diversified. For instance, if you have high yield bond and stock in your portfolio, since high yield bond and stock have a positive correlation, you can say that your portfolio is not well diversified.
Sure, sure. That makes sense. Fall from modern portfolio theory to a proper investment policy statement and learning about correlation. Want to say thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I know our listeners do as well.
No problem, Neil. It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
If you have any questions about our podcast or diversification in your portfolio, please visit us at www.jamesinvestment.com for more information. James Investment, your future, our purpose.